work all day and I work all night just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol. Shouldn't do. You can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want a race, then get on a racetrack. Well, if you try to run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he will try to remove the Democratic lawmakers from office who left the state if they don't return. They left and are now in Illinois, strongly protesting the rare mid-decade redistricting backed by President Trump. Democratic lawmaker Chris Turner.
They are engaged in an illegal act of intentional discrimination by tearing apart majority-minority congressional districts across our state. And we are not going to stand for it.
The search goes on for an Army vet believed to have shot and killed four people at the local bar he frequented in Anaconda, Montana, Friday night. Hot, dry weather fueling more wildfires in the West as fire season continues. Humanitarian airdrops continue in southern Gaza, even as aid groups say the recent changes in delivery of food and medicine have only been incremental. Food experts continuing to warn the worst-case scenario of famine is playing out in Gaza. This is ABC News. On his way back to Washington from his estate in Bedminster, New Jersey, President Trump told reporters he would be naming a new head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics this week. The president fired the head of the bureau when disappointing jobs numbers came out last week. ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang has more on why people are concerned.
The BLS plays a vital role in the U.S. economy because it provides the critical data, not just around jobs, but also around inflation, other key metrics that underpins the decisions that policymakers, investors, and businesses make. And in speaking to experts, they're concerned that by doing this, the president could be trying to manipulate the numbers to make him look good, or he nominates a replacement who is unqualified for that position.
In a move aimed at reducing tensions, South Korea has begun removing the loudspeakers that for years have blasted propaganda across the border with North Korea. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you have back-to-school shopping to do, then you should make Macy's your first stop, because Macy's has back-to-school styles from brands like Nike and Jordan, must-have denim from Levi's and Good American, and now Macy's has Abercrombie Kids, too. It's all in one place, all at great prices. And here's another reason to come in. If you're already at Macy's and you saved so much, you could stop by the fragrance counter and pick up something for yourself, too. The best back-to-school styles are here now at Macy's.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A bill at the state capitol could restore funding for a program that assists homeless Wisconsin veterans. The legislation provides $1.9 million to maintain the Department of Veterans Affairs Veterans Housing and Recovery Program. It sites in Union Grove, Chippewa Falls, and Green Bay. The latter two are slated to close next month. A town of Fond du Lac man is jailed following a nearly seven-hour standoff in an arson incident. Surveillance video showed a man use an accelerant to set a fire to the exterior of a home early Friday morning. The suspect, who is identified as a resident of a nearby home, barricaded himself in his basement and surrendered later that day. And Susan Crawford was sworn in Friday as justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court in a ceremony at the Capitol in Madison. Crawford, a Dane County judge, beat Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel in April to succeed retiring Justice Ann Walsh Bradley and solidify the court's liberal 4-3 majority.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you gonna do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She was storming through the house that day, and I could tell she was leaving. And I thought, oh, she'll be back, till she turned around and pointed at the wall and said, "That picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, just give it away." She said, "Give it away." And that big four-poster king-size bed where so much love was made, just give it away. She said, "Just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. I tried to move on, but I found that each woman I held just reminded me of that day. When that front door swung wide open, she flung her diamond ring, said, "Give it away, just give it away." And I said, "Now, honey, don't you even want your half of everything?" She said, "Give it away, just give it away, just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. Just give it away." I'm still right here where she left me, along with all the other things she don't care about anymore. Like that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay. She said, "Give it away." Well, I can't give it away. That big four-poster king-size bed where all our love was made. She said, "Give it away. Well, I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love, and I can't even give it away."
Some guys have all the love. Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't want to be standing here with this ticket for this outbound plane, cause I've been here before and somehow this doesn't feel the same. Well, talk is cheap, so we could talk all night long. We may never figure out just where love went wrong. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. The old folks say love's not forever anymore, because these young people walk away from love alone to pace the floor. Young or old, I say that love is still the same, and you may walk away from love, but you'll fall head and heel again. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. Two lonely hearts in this airport, that outbound plane. That frown you're wearing's just your halo turned upside down. Where is the laughter we once shared back in the lost and found? These broken wings are gonna leave me here to stand my ground. You can have this ticket for that lonely plane that's flying out. I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. If love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Susie Boggess, Outbound Plane, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikens. We have temperatures in the 50s across the region, low 80s expected today. We have our ag weather forecast coming up this hour. Also this hour, Todd Gleason is in, talking about some research on the growing of industrial hemp. That was allowed after the 2018 Farm Bill. And Todd's going to have more on some of that research here coming up this hour in our Newsmaker segment. Well, we had a fun time at the Buffalo County Fair over the weekend and some great bids during the livestock auction. Well, this week, it's going to be another busy week. Tomorrow, I'll be at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. That starts tomorrow and runs through Thursday at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, just outside of Clintonville. So we'll be there tomorrow. We'll have some interviews on upcoming shows with the Morning Farm Report. Then we make the mad dash back, and then it's the Pierce County Fair coming up for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, our last local county fair of the summer. We'll have the hog show on our video stream Thursday morning, starting bright and early at 9 o'clock on Friday. In the morning, it's the beef show. Friday night, it's the livestock show, and then on or livestock auction rather, and then on Saturday, it will be the dairy show. And again, we will have a streaming video of the dairy, beef, and swine shows and the livestock auction from the Pierce County Fair. We'll have it on our website at realcountry1430.com, along with our Facebook page and YouTube channel. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America. Milky Monday.
David Krasowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, the July Federal Order Class 3 benchmark milk price took a tumble last week, dropping $1.50 from June and is $2.47 below a year ago. What's ahead?
Always a good question, Lee. I'll tell you, we've got a lot of milk in the U.S., you know, this year, and I think that's maybe the predominant factor for what's going on with the markets generally. And demand has been kind of depends on where you're looking. You know, the domestic demand has been basically flat and export demand has been really good for certainly for cheese. Butter's probably had better domestic demand. And non-fat's been wonky. It's kind of okay domestic demand and okay mixed export type demand. But, you know, I think if you look at it, that's the story of the past few months in terms of milk production. And there's nothing in the foreground that looks like there's going to be a problem for milk production. However, you know, the economy's doing pretty good, generally speaking, and we've got some trade deals getting done, you know, and I think that could be a buoyant factor for milk prices as we go into the bigger demand time period of year, the fall.
As you look at some of these trade deals that have shaped up with the EU and with Japan and various other countries, anything that struck your eye that says, yeah, this is going to be good for dairy?
You know, good question. Not really directly for dairy. The only thing I think is that you start getting some of these trade deals done and all of a sudden, you know, other nations that don't have a deal with us, including China, may start to go, okay, they're getting stuff done. We don't want to miss out on stuff. So I think, you know, the bigger picture that I take away is that we're moving in the right direction on these trade deals, and getting some of these bigger ones done is starting to probably put some pressure on other nations to come to the table and make a deal.
Right. Well, in closing, the big ones, of course, are Canada and Mexico. We export a lot of dairy products to both.
That's true. And you know, that's, you know, those will be the ones that as we go forward, obviously, those could be huge, you know, linchpin type trade deals.
Thank you, David. David Krasowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Our society today does not do a very good job at nurturing family ties or believing in our children.
Many children today are being raised in broken homes or are being neglected because their parents are too busy to give their children the attention they hunger for and need. Sadly, that forces our children to find other ways to get attention.
They may have the opportunity to find it in a coach or teacher, but many times they find themselves in dangerous or abusive relationships. They can also resort to other unfortunate activities that will get them some of the attention that they need.
We can set ourselves up for regular miracles by daily exercising a belief in people. Develop habits that regularly send I believe in you messages. There are people around you who desperately need someone to believe in them. You can be that person.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Dairy Radio Now,
Coming up, National Farmers Market Week. And
the National Farmers Market Week extravaganza.
As Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins refers to the Great American Farmers Market, starting Sunday on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Among the featured items,
produce and products from all over the country by some of our greatest farmers.
Among the over 50 vendors participating each evening, representing 28 states. Themes are associated with each day of the August 3rd through 8th celebration. Among those participating, various federal officials and even a celebrity or more.
Smokey Bear is apparently going to be making an appearance as well.
Opening of the Great American Farmers Market occurs with the event open each day from 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Additional details about the Great American Farmers Market are available online at www.usda.gov/GAFM. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-616-9695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-616-9695. That's 800-616-9695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do, all that I want is you. Look what I'm going through, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Something is wrong, alright, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove.
Everybody wants a little piece of my time. Still I put you at the end of the line. Oh, how it breaks my heart to cause you this pain, to see the tears you cry falling like rain.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Vince Gill and I Still Believe in You here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 58 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the September contract is traded, down 12 cents to 1762. October at 1813, November 1823, December 1811. Cheese markets from Friday, barrels were up 3 to 171, 40 pound blocks up 2 1/4 to 170 and a half. 5 trade a barrel, 9 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2 3/4 to 244 and a half, 2 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1/4 to 128 3/4, 9 trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 3/4 to 55 and 5 trades on the day. Cattle markets today are called higher. Hog markets are also called higher. Now, cash cattle traded $3 higher in both categories as packers needed to step up and purchase cattle to maintain even a slow processing pace. Their margins continue to erode, but demand needs to be satisfied. Box beef prices were mixed. Choice up $1.90, select down 87 cents. Packers have had difficulty surrounding themselves with sufficient cattle to avoid having to pay more. But feedlots still hold the upper hand, and if they do not get what they want, they just hold cattle over into the next week. And cattle are not backed up in the countryside, and feed is not expensive as well. Plus, those new Brazilian beef tariffs are also helping the feeder cattle side of the market. Meanwhile, hog futures, they continued to move mostly higher on Friday and are expected to be higher today after breaking through some of the resistance levels. Also, some good pork demand also helping to support the market. August live cattle opens the day at 230.12, October 223.67, December 224.42. August feeder cattle open at 330.457, September 333.92, October at 331.85. August hogs open at 107.35, October 90.05, December 82.35. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower as the weather market continues to play out in the markets, along with the broader market sell-off due to U.S. trade tariff moves. Grain traders made quick work of stalling out any rally in the corn markets on Friday. Again, it's because of that positive weather. Wheat markets are also moving lower as well as they fight pressure from plentiful world output. And again, it's all really surrounding some of that crop weather, and that has all of the grains lower once again today. September corn down 1.5 this morning at 388. December down 2 to 408.75. March down 2 to 426.25. New crop 26 down 2.75 to 447.75. August beans steady at 961.75. September down 3.5 to 966. November down 3 to 986.25. New crop 26 down 2 at 10.43.75. Meanwhile, August soybean meal is steady at 267.50. September down 50 cents to 270.40. August soybean oil steady at 54.72. September down 25 cents this morning at 54.23. Chicago wheat, September steady at 516.75. December up 3/4 to 537.75. March up 1 to 556.75. Minneapolis wheat, September down 1.75 to 570.5. December also down 1.75 to 595. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Local markets from Friday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 353, new crop 351, cash and new crop beans 894. Big River Resources, Boysville, cash corn 361.5, September 357.5, October and new crop at 360.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 375, new crop 361. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 359, new crop 360, cash and new crop beans 919. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 359, new crop 361, cash beans 887, new crop 904. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 364, September 359, new crop at 362, cash beans at 920, September 904, October and new crop also 904. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 352, September 350, new crop 357, Cash, September, and new crop beans all at 923. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 222 to 245. Holstein fed cattle 195 to 220. Market cows 128 to 160. Bulls 155 to 208. Calves 400 to 1530. Beef steers 185 to 460. Holstein steers 201 to 360. Sheep markets, light lambs 210 and down. Market lambs 237 and down. Ewes 85 and down, rams 140 and down, goat markets does 100 and down, bucks 250 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. They say a country mile wide, I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new. Leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Your eyes, I'm born
lifetime girlfriend. I won't be just one of the guys. I won't be your mama's favorite. I refuse to be the last in line, but I will be your everything if you make me feel. Yeah, I will be the whole shebang. You know I will. Yeah, I will be your everything. I will be the whole shebang. I will be your everything. I will. Yeah. You know I will. You know I will. You know I will. You know I will.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
We could walk away now, call it over and done. Say we fought the good fight and nobody won. Say we're both better off. That worst came to worst, so we didn't last. Hey, we're not the first. But then again, if we give it one more try, we might find the feeling never really died. And there's still a chance to be all we might have been, and find the love we had back then again. Off to such a good start, but somehow it seems we've let our hearts fall apart at the dream. We could throw in the towel, walk away with our pride, say it just wasn't worth all the tears that we cried. But then again, if we give it one more try, we might find the feeling never really die. There's still a chance to be all we might have been. Let's find the love we had back then again. Maybe if we want it bad enough, we can make it better than it ever. And there's still a chance to be all we might have been. Let's find the love we had back then again. Mm-hmm.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. The 2018 Farm Bill provided a legal pathway for the production of hemp in the United States. Todd Gleason reports that researchers at the University of Illinois have been working to improve the crop and develop production techniques.
This summer, they held a hemp research open house. David Lakeman from the Illinois Department of Agriculture kicked off the event. I talked with him about how the state took interest in hemp.
Illinois is almost perfectly designed for hemp production. One of the things I mentioned is that in the course of the Second World War, right as the United States entered the war, many of the areas that grew hemp for industrial purposes fell under enemy control. So the Philippines and Ukraine are two of the greatest areas for hemp production, at least they were at the time. And, you know, virtually overnight in late 1941, both of those places were unavailable. So the United States Department of Agriculture launched a program called Hemp for Victory, which encouraged U.S. farmers to grow hemp and step into that void. And Illinois farmers stepped up, and between, you know, 1942 and 1945, grew almost 20,000 acres of hemp, which supported the war effort. It can be done here.
Hemp for Victory.
Those are the closing credits from a 1942 film by USDA titled Hemp for Victory that spurred production of hemp across the state of Illinois and the Midwest. It is something David Lakeman, who is the Cannabis and Hemp Division Manager at the Illinois Department of Agriculture, hopes can be recreated.
And I want to see, you know, one more area for our farmers who are struggling, who are dealing with multiple challenges, to have this crop that can is so versatile. It can grow on looser, rockier, more acidic soil that other, you know, cash crops cannot. It is great at absorbing things from the soil. So if you know, before marijuana was made illegal in the 30s, farmers would line their fields with hemp because it would absorb heavy metals, lead, mercury, arsenic, pesticides. It would absorb those out of the fields so that you could grow your corn. All right, there's a million different uses for it, and I want to make sure that Illinois not only has a thriving industry, but it continues to be a leader in industrial hemp production.
Of course, the United States government during World War II was spurring production of hemp for its fiber. What industrial uses do you believe it will have in today's world?
Again, it's virtually limitless. So to answer your question, yes, during the war, again, rope was one of the chief uses for it. An actual battleship, so an Iowa-class battleship, would use about 30,000 feet of hemp rope. And then, of course, less for a cruiser or destroyer, but, you know, something similar. We also used it for the production of uniforms, especially for export to the Soviet Union, which had used a lot of hemp grown in what is now Ukraine to make their uniforms. Now, given the state of science, there's so much more it can be used for. So you can make hempcrete, which is versatile, it is light, it is fire retardant, it is extremely useful. You can turn it into plastics. I have in my office at the Department of Agriculture a set of plastic silverware that is made from hemp material. You can make oils out of it. You can use it for cloth, for paper. There's a really great used bookstore downtown Springfield, and they have, called the Prairie Archives. They have, you know, all these newspapers that go back to before Illinois was a state. And it's interesting. You go through those looks, those papers, you can find when they moved from making hemp paper for those newspapers to wood pulp paper, because the hemp paper is still clear as the day it was printed. It doesn't need all the protection that the wood pulp paper does. It maintains its character. It stays stable. So, I mean, if you could do that and start replacing, you know, lumber production with hemp paper, it's both more sustainable and has the benefit of sticking around longer. It's more stable as a product. So again, there's virtually limitless applications, and I think that's part of what the U of I is doing is so important. It's why, you know, this program is so important, because we're just now learning what all we can do with this plant, and I want to continue to support those efforts.
Why are you here to participate in a University of Illinois field day? What purpose does it serve?
You know, I think every one of the state universities now has a hemp program. They're incredible resources. They're pushing the science forward in a way, you know, that many other states are not doing. You know, there's a long history, not just here at U of I, but also at the Agriculture School in Carbondale, with hemp and cannabis research. I mean, they have a very long history. And so making sure that we're utilizing these incredible resources that Illinois has to bring to bear on it, they're here. We're here. And that's part of why, you know, the department wanted to be at this event, is to showcase our support and raise awareness of what these programs are doing.
That's David Lockman from the Illinois Department of Agriculture. He serves as the Cannabis and Hemp Division Manager there. He attended the Hemp Research Open House held on the University of Illinois campus in July. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
Thanks, Todd. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Another quiet day today in our ag weather forecast. Looks like the quiet weather will also continue into Tuesday. But then by midweek into the weekend, we could see some showers and storms at times. Partly sunny throughout the day today. Areas of smoke will have highs 77 to 82. Relative humidity is at 48 to 53%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 8. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of smoke, lows 57 to 62. Relative humidity is at 91 to 96%. Southeast winds at around 5, becoming light. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, areas of smoke, highs 79 to 84. Relative humidity is at 50 to 55%. Southeast winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85. Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower and thunderstorm, highs 85 to 90. Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 90 to 95. For Saturday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs 85 to 90.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinnerbell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinnerbell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Having a pond on your property has many benefits. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Constructing a new one takes more than digging a big hole and hoping it rains enough to fill it, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Are used for everything from crop irrigation to watering livestock to fishing and swimming. And when you're building a new pond, location is everything.
Joe Gerken is a fisheries extension specialist at Kansas State University. He says to contact the Natural Resources Conservation Service in your area to help you identify an underground spring or a watershed that will fill the pond and keep it full. The quality of the water coming in is important to pay attention to.
I've seen that a lot where, you know, there's a lot of cattle or big cattle operation, and all the runoff from that runs into the pond and makes it so that you can't have fish in your pond.